Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
The 2020 Cattle Industry Convention and NCBA Trade Show will be deep in the heart of Texas, San Antonio. It's the cattle industry's biggest convention with education, networking, and fun. Plus, you can check out the huge NCBA Trade Show, outstanding entertainment, and much more. So make your plans and be there for the 2020 Cattle Industry Convention and NCBA Trade Show, February 5th through the 7th. Details at ncba.org.
The Tulsa Farm Show is back December 12th through 14th at the River Spirit Expo. This year's sponsor, Oklahoma Farm Bureau, and over 370 exhibitors will feature the latest in farm and ranch equipment and services, along with cattle equipment demos and daily horse training seminars by Craig Cameron. Kick off your day with free coffee and cookies and enter to win $1,000 in show bucks each day at 1 o'clock. Visit TulsaFarmShow.com for details and to view the interactive show floor plan. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free.
Can you believe it? Apparently, we've got a U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade deal. Top trade officials from the three countries have finalized a sweeping agreement to update the old NAFTA trade deal in an unusual alliance that's won the backing of the AFL-CIO, President Donald Trump, and Nancy Pelosi and House Democrats. The PAC appears to have widespread support in the House and the Senate. We've seen really no lawmakers come out and bash this agreement in any sort of a statement yesterday. The deal didn't come easy. It was on the brink of death multiple times over the last few months. Getting to yes required negotiations with quite a coalition that included congressional Democrats, organized labor, and Mexico's private sector, Canadian ministers, and Trump's hard-charging U.S. trade ambassador, Robert Lighthizer. He offered this statement after the deal was announced. Thanks to President Trump's leadership, we have reached a historic agreement on the USMCA. After working with Republicans, Democrats, and many other stakeholders in the past 2 years, we've created a deal that will benefit American workers, farmers, and ranchers for years to come. This will be the model for American trade deals going forward. President Trump did a little bit of tweeting, as you might expect. He says, America's great USMC trade bill is looking good. It'll be the best and most important trade deal ever made by the USA. Good for everybody. Farmers, manufacturers, energy, unions, tremendous support. Importantly, we will finally end our country's worst trade deal ever, NAFTA. American Farm Bureau's Dave Salmonson says his organization very happy with the deal, hopeful now that we can get a vote ASAP, maybe as early as next week.
Talks between those two sides have been going on for several months, but they came down to it, made agreement primarily on some additional enforcement provisions that seemed to be enough to wrap it up, and now we can move forward the agreement, and Congress can soon, and we hope very soon, look at this, and we hope to get it passed.
Our understanding, the draft language needs to be quickly assembled by the administration, transmitted to the House of Representatives, where they will bring it up, and Nancy Pelosi giving it every indication that she will get this to a vote, and overwhelmingly we're expecting the House to vote yes. The Senate will follow quickly, and USMCA will be ratified by the U.S. of A. President of the National Farmers Union, Roger Johnson, says looks like it's a better deal, but they want to see the actual text before their board of directors will make a final determination whether to support the USMCA or not. Most agriculture groups are saying hip, hip, hooray. Very glad the logjam is broken, and it looks like USMCA will be ratified soon. You've got farm news on Ron.
It's McAllister Stockyard Special Replacement Cow and Bull Sale, Saturday, December 14th at noon. Selling over 800 head of bred cows and heifers, pairs, open heifers, and bulls. New buyers do need to register before sale day. But for more information, go to the website at www.mcallisterstockyards.com or call 918-423-2834. McAllister Stockyard's Cow and Bull Sale, Saturday, December 14th at noon, 918-423-2864.
And that's your farm news. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes.